It's time for our conversation with Bruce Cassidy, brought to you by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Welcome in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, the Boston Bruins. Let's first start with Patrice Bergeron, nominated again for the Selke Trophy as his coach and also as a fan. What's a treat for you to get a chance to see with him and the way he plays on that side of the puck?
Well, a treat's a good word. I mean, it's great for a coach to have the luxury to put a guy out there that, you know, can take care of business at both ends of the ice. For me, it's just his professionalism. You know, there's stages you go through as players, and we have a lot of young ones here, and they need to see what Bergie's done to be successful on a daily basis. It's not by accident. He just doesn't show up at the rink and it's some God-given talent. This is talent meets preparation and work ethic, and so that's what I love about it, because, you know, going forward, these players hopefully use their eyes and ears around him and take some of his habits, and then obviously on the ice, appreciation for everything. I don't think he gets enough credit for his offensive hands, his plays. Some of them he makes are excellent for a guy they consider, you know, more of a defensive guy.
You mentioned yesterday that heading into game four, the corrections you felt like needed to be away from the puck. What does that need to look like here tonight?
Well, some of it's line changes. A lot of second periods, Toronto's done a large amount of their scoring, and it's because they get you in between your line changes and your neutral zone defense. So I know it sounds like a little thing that we talk about it, but it's awareness. Guys got to know that what's going on, what's happening, here it comes. Be ready to place pucks when you're going to change in a good spot, and then defend that long bomb pass up. Hopefully have to travel through. I think people made a lot about the Marner goal the other night. A lot of things had to happen for that play to take place to go Toronto's way, and pretty much everyone did. So to me, it's a little bit less about that one particular play and more about the fact that they try to do that a lot, and actually they made other plays where they got attacks they didn't score on that we've said, hey, we can't allow these because they're direct ups. You know, that one goal traveled by Marchand through Miller. You know, it was a bit of a fortunate play, yet we know they're doing it, so we got to make sure we're aware of it.
You mentioned this morning that Matt Grzelcyk will still be a game time decision, but it's certainly trending like he's going to be in the lineup. For the transition game that the Bruins like to play, how important is it to have that type of a guy in your lineup?
Well, you want as many of them as you can without sacrificing at the other end, being hard to play against. I think that's where Grizz, he gives us that balance. You know, you got Krug and Miller or McQuaid, and Grizz, Miller, or McQuaid, and you got Charlie with Z, so you got the balance in every pair. Nick can certainly move the puck, but he's not dimensional in terms of that speed like Grizz is. So that's the difference, and he's done a real good job defensively. He's really done a good job using his speed to kill plays early. He's not put himself in a bad spot where he's forced to defend all the time below his own goal line.
You had mentioned yesterday the advantages and the disadvantages for the Bruins with the defensemen being as aggressive as they are pinching in the offensive zone. For the Leafs who want to play that stretch game, where can they be vulnerable? Where's the give and take there?
Well, I mean, we saw it with Z's goal. He went right around their winger. Well, listen, it's an off-angle goal, but I mean, I don't know if that winger is passing him off and looking to think, well, he's going to take a bad angle shot and we're going to take off down the ice. We scored 12 goals at home, so we could count the ways. So we're not going to abandon the way we play. We just have to be mindful of throwing pucks at the net from bad angles as defensemen and then hanging around to see what happens. That's where it's like, hey, you know, like, make your decision, live with it, but let's get out of there. And then the forward that's covering for the D has to hang in there, you know, an extra, I'll call it Mississippi, but in Canada we call it a steamboat. They got to hang in there for one more steamboat, count it in their head, and then get in to make sure the D's recovered. So that's part of it. It's that exchange there that we have to be mindful of. And again, it's puck management.
At the end of practice yesterday, I couldn't help but notice that you pulled aside David Krejci and David Backes to have some conversations. What was your message to both?
Not much. We talked a bit about the power play. They didn't have a lot of time, what breakouts we're going to use. I think Krejci has elevated his game. He wants to be a difference maker, and I think Nash and DeBrusk are close to breaking out. David had two point-blank opportunities the other night, one incredible save, one that just skipped over a stick, so I think they're close. Jake's been pretty consistent. Nash was getting his pucks to the net, so Backes, no, just talking about there could be a line change for him, a different center. He likes information on that to prepare, so if we're going to juggle our lines a little bit, so that was the conversation with him.
I guess the last thing, with that in mind, here we are 3 games into the series and the Bruins obviously have a 2-1 lead. Is there an aspect of the team's game that hasn't come through yet here in the first 3 games that you're hoping surfaces here in game 4?
I think we've seen a bit of everything. We just got to put it all together, I guess, here. I thought we did in Toronto for the most part. Not a full 60, but, you know, pretty good. Pockets of the game could have went either way, but we took control. We wrestled control of the game. We didn't do that the other night. We stayed in it, and I think definitely we score in that power play at the start of the third. You got a different game, but didn't go in, they could probably say the same thing in game two in the second period or game one. So that's the way it goes when you lose. It's always the what ifs. So we're not going to go down that road. We need to be physical, I think, on their defense. I think that's an area of the game that if they want to transition, we got to get on top of them a little quicker, force them to make those plays under a little more duress so they're not as comfortable doing them. And all of a sudden now they're coming back down their throat instead of, you know, them connecting up ice.
Bruce, good luck here in game four.
All right, thank you.
That's the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Maple Leafs are coming up next.